questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters all around the world, assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from a series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. Dear brothers and sisters, if you have been following this series of shows, we are trying to answer the doubts and misconceptions on the Islamic beliefs which are received usually in the form of questions from different questioners from around the world. The question of the day is that some say that we just accept the word of God, that is Al-Qur'an, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to the Holy Prophet in a book entitled as Al-Qur'an. And all the other hadith and narrations are fabricated and at least cannot be trusted because it has passed almost more than 14 centuries had passed from the time that they have been uttered by people, or let's say as infallible people. Even if those words have been uttered from the infallibles, but the transmitters are not going to be trusted anymore. So let's leave aside all the ahadith and narration and work exactly and explicitly on based on what Quran tells us. Sheikhna, this is the question. I think it is very similar to the word of Al-Khawarij, Al-Kharijids at the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam. They say that La hukma illa lillah. They refer to the hukm of God, whatever the order of God, as or the decree of God has been mentioned in the book of God. So can it be accepted for a person or a duty bound or Muslim to say that whatever that I will act upon is the word of God that has come in Quran, and I don't care for the hadith and I leave them aside? But who is going to interpret the Quran then?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you at least, I'm addressing the, you know, the person that, you know, addressed this valid question. You see that if you believe in the verses of Noble Quran and you mention that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, look at the verses of Noble Quran. What Noble Quran encouraged us to believe in and to practice.
Yeah.
If you look at the verses of Noble Quran, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. This is in chapter
So hash. They might say that, okay, I'm taking whatever the Prophet says, but I do not trust this sort of fabricated hadith. This is the a question of the person.
I want to say that if you look at the verses of Noble Quran, let me first translate this verse of Noble Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that whatever Noble Prophet gave you, accept it. Mm-hmm. And whatever he forbade you from, put it away and not to do that.
Very true.
You see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse and of course many other verses wanted to ask us to go to the Noble Prophet Muhammad and to take from him whatever he recommended us and ordered us to do that. Okay.
True.
One of which is a hadith of the Noble Prophet and his pure progeny.
Yeah.
Of course, we have, as I mentioned, we have numerous hadith and narrations from Noble Prophet and his pure progeny, which are authentic one.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we do not believe in al-ahadith al-mawdu'a, which are fabricated narrations.
Mm-hmm.
And this fabricated narration cannot be, accepted at all.
Yeah.
You see that, but beside that, we have many, many narrations which are authentic one. And of course, remember that in one of the episodes, I talked about the ilm al-rijal.
Yeah.
And ilm al-diraya and the hadith sciences.
And the way that we find the authenticity of a hadith.
Yes. These are very, scholarly ways and means for checking the authenticity of the narration, whether this narration is authentic one or not. Of course, if you practice these ways, for example, ilm al-rijal talks about the chain of the narration, ilm al-diraya talks about the entire chain of the narration, or for example, about the content of the narration. If you please look at the books which has been written under the title of ilm al-diraya.
Yeah.
If you look at least one book which has been written about ilm al-diraya, I'm sure that you change your mind. Okay, yeah. Because in those books, scholars talk about different ways for checking the authenticity of the narration, whether this narration is mursala, or for example maqtu'a, or for example muwathaq, hasan, sahih, many other explanations. A scholarly analysis for checking the authenticity of the narration, and you see how meticulously scholars check the authenticity of the narrations, whether this narration is reliable or not. Okay, but the maybe our questioner, he or she was not aware of these hadith sciences, and he just wanted to, for example, share us with this question.
So he might say that, actually he continued to say that, okay, this sort of a hadith that you are talking about have been fabricated by the scholars of mullahs that actually have brought and introduced us this hadith.
You see that?
And you refer to many different branches of knowledge in the hadith. So if it is going to be fabricated, Sheikh, what is it like? I mean, if it is fabricated by one mullah or scholar, how the other one has ignored that? Is it possible to be ignored, for example, to be fabricated again by anyone in the course of history?
Of course, talking about the narration which has been fabricated by an so-called, semi-scholars, I do not came across any narration could be fabricated by, for example, as you mentioned, mullah, or for example, any other so-called scholars. Of course, we have in the history, for example, some so-called scholars, some pseudo scholars, they have fabricated even some denomination, like, for example, Babiyyah, Baha'iyyah, yeah. or for example, other denomination. They fabricated these schools for example, to trick people, yeah, and to make them go astray. But after all, forging hadith by a scholar, I do not remember any scholar to, forge this or make up this narration.
Okay. Even if it has been forged by a person, by the other one, in another branch of knowledge of hadith could at least prevent the sort of lesser danger that comes to that, right?
You see that in the narration that those people who are familiar with the narrations of Ahlul Bayt and who are expert in the area of the, for example, knowledge of hadith or hadith sciences, they can very easily recognize whether this narration is made of one or not. Mm-hmm. Okay, of course, we have lots of ahadith mawdu'a or fabricated narration in ancient times. And of course, it requires a lot of scholarly analysis to recognize those narrations. But I want to just talk about those made-up narrations by some so-called scholars,
yeah,
which are not a person who is not very much familiar with Islamic hadith.
Yeah.
If they, for example, make a narration or forge a narration, it is, I think, easily understood by an expert.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Let me explain about this issue. That I want to say that those people who are familiar with ahadith of Ahlul Bayt, they have some kind of uns, which,
yeah,
means some kind of familiarity with the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt and the narrations of Ahlul Bayt.
Yeah,
they can easily understand whether this one is authentic one or not.
Mm-hmm.
You see, even in the time of the ancient time, for quoting a narration, they were giving permission. Ijazatul hadith.
It was
a custom between our scholar.
Mm-hmm.
For example, they were giving some permission for quoting the narration.
Very true.
I mean, it was not allowed for all people to quote a narration.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, maybe to some extent, we lost those great tradition of our ancient scholars.
So, but even we lost those scholars, but at least the scholars who are eligible to narrate hadith are not going to narrate something that has been also fabricated. At least there are some in religious cities and, let's say, seminary schools that they do not let others to come and bring and insert some hadith from outside, at least. So they are defending their religion in their own way.
Of course, I want to say that this custom of ijazatul hadith or permission for quoting a narration, for example, I remember Ayatollah Marashi in his, some of his books, he mentioned and he quoted some of the ways for example, I have received this permission from many scholars for quoting the narration.
Right.
Or for example, Ayatollah Subhani, many other scholars, they have quoted, they have, you know, given these permission for quoting the narration.
So let's be back to the main question, Sheikh. So isn't it possible for a person to find the right path only through Al-Quran? That is, without referring to the hadith, because the person said that I just want to focus and look at the Quran, whatever comes from Quran.
Of course not.
Mm-hmm.
Of course not. Because for example, in the verse of Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, establish the prayer.
How?
But how can I establish a prayer?
Very true.
In which unit, in which circumstances, many, many concepts of the verse of Noble Quran, especially with the Islamic laws or, of course, other issues, needs and requires explanation from infallible and sinless Ahlul Bayt and from the Noble Prophet, of course, prior to all of them. I want to say that without the explanations of Ahlul Bayt and, of course, without the rational reasoning and other Islamic sources, we cannot directly go to the verses of Noble Quran and, of course, benefit from at least some of the verses of Noble Quran.
And as I said at the beginning of this show, and we referred to the examples of those who wanted to just refer to the Quran, and we saw the outcome and result of it, that they did not get prosperous, that is, Kharijis or Al-Khawarij. So they had the Imam with them, the infallible Imam among them, so no need to, to narrate a hadith for them. That is, the word of Imam, the infallible Imam, was an order for every person. But they refrained from accepting the word of Imam and they said that we just refer to Quran. The outcome was what? So we see, we have a historical example for that, that it is not possible based on your explanations.
Of course, we should be very accurate here. Mm-hmm. Verses of Noble Quran, Hada Bayanun Linnas, to some extent, people can benefit. All, you know, individuals and people, they can benefit from the verses of Noble Quran to some extent. Okay?
Very true.
But on the other hand, we have some of the concepts of the verse of Noble Quran requires explanation from Ahlul Bayt. Okay, they have to interpret to us some verse, at least some verse of Noble Quran, and to make them clear, to make them with these verses clear for us in order to practice them.
So we need the real interpreters of the Noble Quran. Who is going to tell us what does this verse mean and how should we, for example, act upon that? If Allah tells us, for example, this is the way that you perform Hajj, the details of that is not in the Quran. So it comes from the word of the infallible Imam.
Even if you want to directly go to the verse of Noble Quran, it requires a lot of skills and, you know, some kind of, you should be scholarly qualified.
Are we that skillful?
Yeah, skillful in order to understand and to benefit from the verse of Noble Quran. But after all, there are some verses of Noble Quran can all people can. I just want to avoid to not to cause any misconception here. I want to be very clear because we have some levels for the verse of Noble Quran. First level is that all people can benefit from the verse of Noble Quran.
Yeah.
But after that, to some of the verses of Noble Quran, especially Islamic laws or some other verses, we need and requires the explanation of Ahlul Bayt. But and finally, you should be qualified person in order to benefit from the verses of Noble Quran.
But they might refer to the work that Allama Tabatabai rahmatullah alayhi has done already. He interpreted Quran with Quran. So they say that, okay, we have an example of that. And the late Allama did that, interpreted Quran with Al-Quran.
You see that I think that that individual did not even maybe for once refer to Al-Mizan, because even for once to you refer to the Al-Mizan of Allama Tabatabai, you see that for the first stage, for the beginning of interpretation, of course, yes, he used the verses in order to interpret each other. But for second stage, he referred to Bahthun Riba'i, Bahthun Falsafi, he referred to the Ahadith of Ahlul Bayt, and even to philosophical
even
points,
at that level, he was not—he was not needless of referring to the Hadith.
Of course, yes, it has some levels for the interpreting the verse of Noble Quran. First of all, they interpret themselves. After that, they go to the Ahadith and to the philosophical and other points in order to interpret all verses.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your explanations and answering the questions. And your respected listeners, thanks for your staying tuned and listening to us.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي حسين وحسن